And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All latest interviews, all the latest videos, all the latest podcasts are definitely on SeanGreenShow.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at SeanGreenShow. If you want to follow me on Twitter and on Facebook, you can find me at SeanGreenShowMedia. We have her on all the time. And she's so lovely and she's so nice. Air Force Amy, the working girl at the world famous Bunny Ranch. She's on the Super Celebrity Hotline right now. She joins us. Hey, how are you?
What are you doing, Johnny? Were you down at AVN last week in Las Vegas?
Dude, it was so much red tape I had to go through with that. And
No,
I didn't go simply because it was more than one promoter that was actually handling AVN, and then they tried to switch our rooms, and we already paid for the room, and they didn't want to pay the difference. So it was like
you didn't miss anything. You know what? That's saying here. You know, it's like one third the size it used to be, and I didn't know anybody that was nominated. I didn't know, and it's like, it's just too small a venue anymore. And it's just a bunch of, I mean, for me, it's just a bunch of guys wanting free photos.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a mob fest.
Yeah, and what I noticed, even after I canceled, because I had to cancel my room because they ended up wanting to switch the rooms, what was crazy was that they actually called us back and wanted us to actually do it, but that was after we canceled the rooms. And I'm like, you know what? I canceled my room, so unless you willing to pay me to go out there, then we're cool. But if you're not going to pay me to come out there, I'm fine. I'm
right,
cool. You know,
right, you didn't miss anything. Could you just have to make a beeline to Reno anyhow?
Oh, yeah.
And pick me up anytime before you go to Las Vegas, because you just can't go to Vegas without me.
Oh, I definitely won't go to Vegas without you. So I heard you won Bunny of the Year recently. Tell me about that.
It's like 10 times, dude. 10.
10 times.
They don't even give me anything for it anymore. You know what I got? I got like these two picture frames from like Burlington Coat Factory for like $3. One said Dream, one said a Team.
Really?
I was like, are you serious? Why do you even give me anything? Are you serious?
Oh, wow. Wow.
You know, I want to just break those things just strong right against the wall, you know? Then I went across the street to one of our other houses in Hollywood that was like Startlet of the Year. She got the same thing. We just laughed. We fell out on the floor just rolling. Because we used to get stuff like Louis Vuitton purses, diamonds. I got a refrigerator, a stove top, and I was hoping to get like a reverse osmosis for my house.
Wow.
I guess he's got too many houses and too many girls, and the prizes have dwindled down to like nothing, you know.
Now, one thing I definitely heard about you, Amy, and I kind of pictured you doing this, and you know, the first time is that I heard you're a certified relationship and sex coach. Now, how did that come about? And have you ever got that? Really? So have you had any couples come to you yet?
I mean, look, I always get the emails, all the questions in the emails, and I'm giving all this free advice already.
Really? Is it mostly men or women that come with you for the advice?
I've never had an orgasm. Well, I can't tell you in the email.
Tell them to come down.
Tell
them to come down to the Bunny Ranch and show them how, you know.
Yeah, I can give them some practice exercises, but you really got to come see me. And I would get stuck in some cases. Say I would have a couple, and the woman has not, she's anorgasmic, she's never, and I couldn't even help her.
Oh, wow.
And my best advice was like, wow, I think you need to see a hypnotist.
So how's your book coming along? I have to ask you that, because I know the last time we talked, you were talking about a book. So how's that coming along?
Well, I designed the cover for it.
Really?
It's so top secret, and it's so hot, and it's so badass, man. It's so fucking going to knock everything off the charts at every airport.
Really?
It's just going to hit you when you come to your door. You're like, right to it.
So tell me, for
here's what I'm going to do, too. I have old girlfriends, girlfriends that have retired, and girlfriends from back in the day, and I'm taking a videographer with me around the country to go visit these girls, and we're just going to tell stories. It's going to be on video. It's going to be added to the book, and it's going to be tits, man, really tits.
Well, cool. And
I just gave away a really good idea. I need to keep my mouth shut. I got to learn how to keep my mouth shut. I'm not doing that.
Well,
you fucking copycats. I'm not fucking doing that.
Now tell me,
copycats. Kill it. I got a copycat from fucking hell.
Really?
This motherfucker can't come up with anything original whatsoever.
Yeah.
So you goddamn hillbilly, goddamn Appalachian, fucking goddamn, senseless, mindless copycat.
Yeah, people they never really have their own ideas. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, come up with something original, for Christ's sake.
Now,
copy me. I'm often imitated.
You say you're original,
but never duplicated. Okay?
Original.
You can't do it.
You're the OG. That's what I'm going to call you, the OG.
That's it. You can't do it, man. You can't duplicate.
Now,
you can imitate, and you won't come near.
Now, I actually read an article that Dennis wants to open a brothel in Cuba. Well, first of all, why do you think he wants to do that? And two, if he does open a brothel in Cuba, are you game to go?
He's probably like big ass now. I don't know. He probably had some hot, sexy, some Cuban chick.
See, you got me. I'm curious now. Have you ever thought about getting the ass implants or the ass injection? You have?
I have, but you know what? I worked so hard. You know, when I was a kid, they used to call me lard ass.
What?
I had a bubble butt. My family, my brothers, and hey, L.A., so I was self-conscious about this bubble butt. Now I'm like, look at me now, motherfuckers. Look at me now.
Right.
Okay? All right? And I look and I go, where has that ass gone? What the fuck?
So you ever thought about getting it back? You know, guys like that now.
They all like it now, but you know what? It's going to go out of style. I just keep everything classic. As long as you got a small waist, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask.
So that's why I think the guys like the big ass now, because it makes the waist look smaller. And I mean, the one thing that guys like is a small waist. Because
really?
It represents youth. And guys just need to spread their seed. And they're just wired to look for women that their seed will be planted in.
Wow.
So they look for youth. They look for wide hips, childbearing hips. They look for the small waist that shows the youthfulness and healthiness.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. Now,
it's just basic, man. It's primordial.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Now, are you currently dating right now?
No.
Why not?
Why would I?
I don't know.
Why would I make one man miserable when I can make millions of them happy?
Do you think you'll make one guy? You think you make somebody miserable? Well, let me ask you this: what's the criteria for somebody to date Air Force Amy? I mean, what's the criteria when it comes to that? What do you look for?
I'm a gold digger, man. Hands down, bottom line.
So you gotta have the cash, huh?
Gotta have the cash.
Okay, now what's the?
And I'm not finding nobody with enough cash, so obviously I'm single. I got to make my own money. Nobody can make enough money for me. I'm doing it myself.
So you've never been, interested in anybody that you were like, I really want to date him, but...
I've dated three guys in, 20 years.
Really?
And two of them both lasted 8 months, and both times I was all hopped up. One time I was hopped up on painkillers. I'll never take another painkiller in my life. One time and hopped up on, it was the 90s. You know what we were all doing back then.
Right.
So they're drug-induced boyfriends.
Wow.
I was not of sound mind and body.
Oh, wow.
When I did that.
So now you're just saying, look, I'm not fucking around with anybody at this point.
I enjoy them. I have this huge home. I live by myself. I love being able to do what I want to do when I want to do it. I don't have to take any consideration anybody else's wants or needs or anything. You know, I do that for a living,
mm-hmm.
and I do it to the best, and I cater to you and your every whim. And my off time is, I don't have off time. I'm always working online. I'm always finding another angle.
I don't know.
But my off time, I'm hanging out on the couch, one leg up over the back of it.
Well, I don't know. I think
like Al Bundy, you know.
You know what? I'm gonna put a little spell out there, and somebody's gonna find you, and you're gonna end up dating, and the next thing you know, we're gonna be reading in the paper that Air Force Amy got married.
The one guy says I don't date. You're gonna have to get me an engagement ring. We have to be engaged. I don't date.
No.
He gave me this $45,000 rock.
Really?
And then he turned out to be, he was just the most seditious, and it just desecrated my body and was just, I've been doing in this industry for like 20 years. And I had never had anybody disrespect my body like this guy did.
I mean, what do you mean, like disrespect your body?
Totally just disrespected me.
Really?
Yeah, it was bad.
I mean, you want to get into detail?
And I met him. He was he was closet gay. He had to have anal sex every single time, and he had to do these whippets every time. And it was always something. He always wanted to stick something else up my ass and stick something else up in me.
Oh.
I just wanted to, just, it was never enough. Just somehow just stick something crazy else up my ass and in my orifices.
Right.
It's just like, what the fuck? When is it going to be enough? You're crazy. Fuck.
Yeah, wow. I didn't think it was that bad, but,
Yeah, and I was getting another surgery. I had a plastic surgery out in Newport Beach, and I needed a ride home from the surgery center. I had had a breast deflate. And, hey, I could post that on Twitter, with the deflate gate. Been there. I've been there, man. So he picks me up from the hospital the next morning, and he's got me bent over a pillow and doing me in the ass and wants to put, dairy cream or, like milk or something. He wants to shoot up my ass. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? Get the fuck out of my room.
But that dude, he looked at too much porn.
Crazy.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, that's the kind of people I attracted. So I've gotten a lot of therapy since then.
Wow.
And it's not in the cards. I don't have time, man.
Yeah, I totally get that.
I like my long-distance relationships. You see them once every other month or once a year. You're always happy to see each other. And you can spend about a week with each other. You really start getting on each other's nerves, and they go, and you start missing them, and they come back, and everything's fine. They give you lots of money, but you can't get better than that.
Oh, so you're the long-distance dater, then. You like the long-distance dating. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
We can long-distance date there, Shawnee boy.
Maybe.
You're far enough away.
Oh, yeah, I'm already here in Chicago, so
enough away.
I don't know. I probably couldn't handle you. I don't know.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah.
Let me ask you. Are you like, thick?
Yeah.
A bit flaccid? Is it like hard to get, get a hard on? But it's so big you can't get enough blood to it, or it's just really hard to fucking rock.
No, I have, I'm pretty normal. It's like I'm pretty, I mean, for me, I'm pretty normal. I don't have any issues in that department, so I'm cool. So if it was to ever happen, you won't be disappointed. I know
a lot of brothers. They're hung like a horse, but you can't get enough blood to it, man.
Nah, it's because they doing. You know what? I always had a theory that guys that if it got to that point is because they're doing a little bit too much, beating off and stuff. If you're beating off every day.
So?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but, I'm thinking, like, if you can't get it up, it's because you're beating off too much.
Oh, no.
And you're grabbing.
You're going to have to go to Air Force and even love coach in school because there's lots of reasons they can't get it up. I just got my class today, an online class for intimate hypnosis. I really believe in it. I've had a hypnotherapist for like the last year and a half. And when it comes to someone's really stuck on something, I recommend that. I totally believe, and it's worked for me like a charm in hypnosis. So I'm going to start doing intimate hypnosis. And, I mean, a lot of people are really stunted in childhood. Their mothers are saying just the wrong thing,
Oh, wow.
They say and do just the wrong thing. It really screws kids up and people up for life until they talk to somebody. Once you talk to them, like, wow, I just lived 45 years with never. Oh, my God, I wasted all those years at fifth. Oh, I can't believe. What the hell?
Well, next thing you know,
now I'm free. I'm free. Look at this. I got a stick. It works.
So now, next thing you know, you'll be hypnotizing guys, and they'll be giving you all the cash then.
I don't know. I've got the sniffles. I woke up with the sniffles today. I don't know what it is, dude. Taking Advil cold and sinus. I'm taking Zyrtec, so it's not a cold. It's not allergies. I've never had sniffles like this, man.
Oh, wow.
I got a flu shot this year. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ever get anything from the government, man. God damn it.
And that's why I like having you on, because you just keep it real. And I like it when you keep it.
Oh, yeah, you get the flu shot. Yeah, but it's not effective against this strain this year. You sons of bitches. You're just doing putting some shit in my body to wipe out the middle class. That's all you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the flu.
That's crazy.
I think you're castrating me. What the fuck? No more. No.
Wow. And that's why I like that. That's why, like I said, I love having you on. Love having you on. But you know what? One of the things I definitely want to do with you is...
I don't know what you want to do with me.
I'm trying to keep it clean, but you are too.
You invited me. I ain't clean no more.
Wow. Yeah, but
hey, did you check out my two new videos?
No.
Okay, you gotta go to my website. My photographer just put them together for me. Yesterday, I posted them.
Really? Let me see if I can get to it.
Click on video.
AirForceAmy.com. Let's see. I'm going to put it up here on my trusty little phone here because I'm here in the studio.
I gave my web designer a list from hell on Friday to things I want changed on my website. It's too busy, so I'm going to streamline it.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Air Force Amy. I'm putting it in, Amy.
You put it in?
I'm putting it in right now.
Wait, let me get the loop.
All right, here we go. I'm going to your website right now. I got to do it on my phone. Okay, where do I go to your videos?
It's phone. It's optimized for the phone or however they say that. I paid a lot of money for that, too.
Okay, I'm on your videos. Okay, I'll go to this one. Okay, what am I going to see here?
The peaches and cream one, that's just like pretty stuff.
Okay, I'm
going to... The cowgirl.
I'm playing it right now.
I hear it.
Oh.
I just got those last month. In Vegas.
Oh, I like that.
This 49-year-old broad got that. Check that out.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Oh, yeah. That's nice. For all my listeners, you guys need to go to airforceamy.com and check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I might have to go take a cold shower after this and even go get my baby oil.
We did that shoot on two boxes that were, it was my idea. I wrapped that shit on, and I said, I want to do like something like Marilyn's Last Sitting.
Really?
And so he put this little, like a twin mattress on top of two boxes in his studio. And I just had a heyday. I just started posing, and it came out amazing. I got these really great photo books out of that. Good, good stuff. Now, the tall girl one, it gets a little bit now.
It's another one? Hold on. Let me.
Oh, yeah, you got to click on the cowgirl one. That one.
Let's see, cowgirl. You can
see it all.
Oh, my God.
Let's see.
Away.
We all wake up and try and do what we can.
Oh, wow.
Everything always go according to plan. Uh-oh, what is that? Is that a manta ray?
Huh?
Is that a manta ray?
Whew.
That's a big old caterpillar.
Yeah, I like it. Whoa.
What a butterfly.
All right, let me go ahead and book my flight to Vegas real quick. Let's see.
I'm sorry, I'm just on the radio. I never go to Vegas.
I like this one. This is nice.
You like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a pretty creative guy. John Copeland, he's a photographer, penthouse photographer, was for 24 years till he started dicking him.
Really?
He's my secret weapon.
Oh, really?
We really, his wife is the makeup artist, and he rolls with my ideas. I mean, he's testy. He gets ornery throughout the day, and I do too, you know, but we get it done, and we get some amazing stuff. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. Awesome.
We get some really amazing stuff. I'm really happy with it.
Well, yeah, I definitely need to make it out there to Reno then.
Uh-oh, I think my throat's getting sore. Maybe I'm coming down with the cold. Maybe it's the cold. God damn it. I hate being incapacitated. I will not let this get me.
Wow.
And then you go, if you think you have the flu, and they advertise all this stuff about the Tamiflu, right? But it's like gold tar heroin. You can't get it, man. You go to the doctor's office and you're like, I know I got the flu. I know it. You know, I know when it hits. You know exactly when the flu hits you, right? It comes over like a heat wave. You know the.
Well, yeah, your body. The first thing that happens is that you get, you know, a body ache. So.
And then this wave comes over you. You get dizzy. You go, I got it. So you run off to the urgent care. Give me the Tamiflu. They stick the thing up your nose and say, oh, you don't have it. You're like, now the motherfucking liars, you sons of bitches. Why the fuck you tell me about Tamiflu when you won't give this shit to me? You're fucking lying. I could go get every street drug on the goddamn fucking street right now. You won't give me the fucking Tamiflu? Fuck you. I'm going to Mexico. Fuck you.
And there you have it. Air Force Amy, working girl at the world famous Bunny Ranch. Make sure you check her out and check out her two new videos. On airforceamy.com, they are very tasty. They are very sexy. So,
and I'll tell you what, in this cold and flu season, you better get you some Tamiflu from across the border because them motherfuckers ain't giving it up. Motherfuckers.
Wow. And also, I almost forgot to tell you, I almost forgot to tell my listeners this. You're also on Twitter. It's at the Air Force Amy, so make sure you check that.
No, I changed it to Air Force Amy.
Oh, okay, so it's at Air Force Amy, not Air. Okay.
Yeah, Air Force Amy was my little trademark symbol.
Oh, okay, somebody stole that one.
Yeah, some little fucking copycat hillbilly Appalachian motherfucker reported my account.
Wow. Well, yeah.
It turned out for the better. I got my trademark.
Well, as always, you've been like the perfect guest, and I want to thank you, you know, from the bottom of my heart for doing the show, because
thank you.
I mean, you're a busy girl. You got all this stuff going on, and you find time out to do the Sean Green Show. So thanks so much for doing the show.
Thank you. I love you. You're my long distance lover, man.
Oh, well, okay.
My long distance brother lover.
Oh, yeah, we'll be lovers. So, man, we'll be back right after this.